Well, we all are enjoy so much the beauty of spring in Virginia, when it seems like all of creation is born anew. And on this Feast of the Ascension, it bears within it an excitement and an anticipation that the world will be renewed in another more profound way. For we hear today that when before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told the apostles that the Holy Spirit would come upon them and that they would receive power. It makes us think of another time that the Holy Spirit came upon someone. Does anyone know who I'm thinking of? What? Mary, exactly. When the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, what happened then? My goodness. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us in our earthly reality. That was power. And next week on the Feast of Pentecost, which is in tandem with this glorious Feast of Eastertide, the Feast of the Ascension, next week on the Feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit can come upon us afresh so that the world will be renewed again, so that Christ may be born again in our world through us. And that is what this Feast of the Ascension is about. Jesus ascended into heaven, but does that mean that he abandoned the world? No. It means that his visible presence was withdrawn, but his actual presence remains. For when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we are empowered to bear witness to his resurrection by being signs of his risen presence and continuing his work. And so that far from being absent, Jesus remains so present among us. For that's why St. Paul says in our second reading today that we are the body of Christ. We, the church, spread everywhere around the world, he says, are the fullness of Christ. We are the fullness of Christ. And so, all of us who are individuals baptized into the church, the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit gives us the power to become other Christs. And that is why St. Paul also in our second reading prays that we may know the immeasurable greatness of the power in us who believe. And Jesus today in the gospel speaks of this power, his power that will accompany those who believe. He says, in my name they will drive out demons, they will speak new languages, they will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And do you know that the believers in the early church did almost all of those things as recorded in the Acts of the Apostles? But we should not get distracted by the details of these phenomena, because these signs are not ends in themselves, but rather they represent the fact that we, whom Jesus left behind to incarnate his presence, that we are to stand out from those in the world and we are to make a difference. That's what that means. Do you know, in the ministry of burying the dead, I often deal with survivors who are almost slavish in fulfilling the wishes of the deceased. But church, we just heard the words of Jesus to his disciples, to believers, before he ascended into heaven. Go into all of the world and preach the good news to the whole creation. How much more seriously should we pay attention and heed the words of this mandate not the wishes of some deceased person, but the charge of the Son of the living God as his visible presence is withdrawn and he leaves us. Therefore, that means that if we are believers, that means we have to be absolutely unashamed to be identified as followers of Christ. That means that we have to be ready, since Jesus said, gave us this incredible mandate, that means we have to be ready at every moment to share our faith with others when the Holy Spirit provides the opportunity. That means that we must be seriously generous in sharing our financial resources, which God has already given us, to support the mission of the church to proclaim the good news. That means that we have to be conditioned, and thus we have to always be seeking to grow in our faith, to repent from sin, to be converted to the way of the gospel, so that we can be credible heralds of the good news. That means that we have to have an active concern for the salvation and redemption of all people and not just with our own self-preservation. That means that we have to work for the conversion of our culture so that every area of life is in line with the gospel and brought under the lordship of Christ who sits at the right hand of God. All of this and more is what evangelization means. And it's not an option. It's the mandate of Jesus to believers. And so, therefore, we cannot call ourselves a Christian if we remain merely a pew potato. That's right. So let's go then and be the presence of Christ and thus witness to the resurrection of Jesus. Let's go make a difference in the power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, let's sing about it right now. There's a song that says everything about this, what the ascension means for us. Number 664. Let's all sing it.
Go make a difference, we can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world.